keep following all the health measures. A message from the gouvernement du Québec.
Good morning, Montreal, and Merry Christmas. You are tuned to the Wednesday Morning After on CKUT 90.3 FM in Montreal. We have a full show for you today with two pre-recorded interviews from the Music Spot. Both the Old North and Millitime will be on the show today, both displayed in singles that will carry them through to the new year. 8 a.m. brings Democracy Now, and 8:15 brings Weather. Then, after some music, we'll visit the podcast called In the Shower with Taz and Marcus. This week's question is, do pets name their owners? After some more music, we'll wrap up the show. Let's start the day off with some music.
Side of She's a lonely star.
The global outbreak of COVID-19 has affected all our lives in various ways, and it has notably drawn our attention to the intensified systemic racism and selective xenophobia towards our racialized friends in our Canadian society. It is understandable for each of us to feel anxious about this fatal disease. However, the sentiment of fear does not give us the right or the opportunity to conduct hate crime and to discriminate against our Asians, Blacks, Indigenous, and other racialized friends. It is not okay to associate the COVID-19 disease with Asians, particularly those of Chinese descent. It is not okay to conduct physical and psychological abuses towards racialized individuals. It is not okay to vandalize Asians and other marginalized owned businesses. We must stop normalizing and stop accepting racist conducts and hate speeches towards all racialized communities. Rather, in these unprecedented times of global pandemic, together, we must educate ourselves and others and be eager to understand race, systemic racism, and racial justice in Canada and elsewhere. Remember, whoever, wherever, and whenever we are humankind. We must learn to stand together as citizens of the world for a healthier, safer, and happier community.
If the Old North were to be summed up in one phrase, it would be smoky Americana. And this power trio quickly invokes all the sensations that come with it. The Old North comes outfitted with all the fixings of quality storytelling through song, expertly achieved through the hybridization of genres such as blues, country, and bluegrass. With us today, we have Andrew. Hi, Andrew, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Sheila. Thanks a lot for having me. I appreciate it.
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be involved in the Old North.
My name is Andrew O'Keefe, and I am the singer-songwriter for the Old North. We are a trio with myself, the lead guitarist, and upright bassist who also plays backup vocals. Maybe of interest to you is that a lot of the songs that have become the Old North songs started when I was actually living in Montreal. I went to Concordia. Started my kind of singer-songwriter career there, just getting my feet under me, playing at places like Brutopia and probably a lot of, actually the McGill Bar, played there many times. And then when I moved back to Boston, played solo for a while, a few years ago, met Hayes, who's our guitarist, and Max, bass player. And we have been playing around Boston scene, all around New England. Would love to make it back up to when we're allowed back into Canada.
Who are your bandmates and what does everyone play or do?
So Hayes is our lead guitarist. He is a professional music educator and performer. He has a background in classical guitar. He has a master's in jazz and he's also from North Carolina. So he grew up steeped in the culture of this type of Americana, bluegrass, traditional music. Max Liebman is our bass player, plays upright, occasionally plays electric, also does backup vocals, and he is also our studio engineer and producer, does all of our recording for our studio work. And then there's me, I write the songs and do the singing and then all of the behind the scenes business work that is a less attractive side of the music scene. So that's who we are.
Your latest single is called Drifter. What is the story behind this song?
So Drifter is actually one of the oldest songs that is on our set list. It's one of the first songs that I ever wrote that I consider to be a keeper. It's almost 10 years old at this point. Basically, it's an attempt at writing a story type of song. So it's fictional, like a lot of, I think my songwriting is both a mix of personal experience and just fiction in the genre of Americana kind of storytelling. So that's where this song Drifter fits in, about a young man who comes across an old drifter who's sort of talking to him about his life experience almost as a way of atonement for a life as like an outlaw. So it's got a lot of elements that are common to the Americana genre, but it's updated to sound a little bit more contemporary.
May we hear some of your music?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is Drifter on the Wednesday Morning After.
Back where the hillside drops into the sea. watching the skyline burning over me. And he said, listen, my son, and let me tell you what I've done, 'cause I've been an outlaw sinning all my day. Well, I said, mister, I don't mind, your God is as good as mine, and I ain't no preacher to take away your sin. And now I said, mister, I don't mind, your God is as good as mine, and I ain't no preacher to take away your sin. Well, he sent back when I was mean, I held up a bank in Bowling Green, I took all the money, the life of a man of two. I've never walked a narrow line, I ride with a six gun, drifting in between. Son, I hope you understand, taking the life of another man don't bring no fortune, it's heavy on my soul. Now I said, mister, I don't mind, your God is as good as mine, and I ain't no preacher. Mister, I don't mind, your God is as good as mine, and I ain't no preacher to take away your sin.
You have lots of music on the Old North EP. What is the process you go through when you make an album?
I wish that I had a more of a template for it, but often the songs just kind of come through. Sometimes they are quickly written. Other times they are processes that take months. I think the first tune off the EP, I was sort of stuck on for over a year, and then it kind of came together. Also working with Hayes and Max tends to take things in a different direction from where I start, just as the sort of outline of the song. Once we have started to play it, we often rehearse live. We'll bring a song that we feel comfortable with to our live sets, and then that kind of helps to flesh it out. And once we get around to the recording process, we do a pretty traditional studio recording process where we'll do guitar and vocal and then add bass and guitar and background vocals until we feel like we've nailed the vibe that we're going for.
Ghost has recently been released as a video. What was the process you went through producing this video?
So the video actually came together very quickly without much of an idea behind it. I had some footage that I had been wanting to use for a certain project. I hadn't really thought too hard about it. As I started to piece it together, I felt like the story that the video was telling and the atmosphere that it was evoking worked almost perfectly with ghosts, even though they were not at all related. It's actually footage that comes from a stock footage website. So it's stuff that I had found and was interested in, but kind of put it off to the side without any clear intention. And it happened to work perfectly for ghosts. So I'm really pleased with the way that it came out. And I think it has a really nice ambience to it, and it fits the vibe of the song really well.
May we listen to some more of your music?
Yeah, absolutely.
This is Ghost on CKUT.
Back to you, 'cause I'd like to learn that you.
If our listeners want some free listening time or to buy your music, where should they go?
Number one would probably be to our Spotify page. We obviously are posting, just like everybody else, all of our new studio music onto our page. So you can find us, The Old North, on Spotify. Probably the best place to engage with all of our content is our YouTube channel, which has all kinds of stuff from our studio stuff to live session, really high quality videos to demos. And there's even a few things like gear reviews and band updates on there. So if you like what you hear and you want to get a little bit of a deeper dive into the band and all of the music and background, YouTube is the way to go. And if you really want to support us, you can find The Old North on Bandcamp, where you can spend a little bit of hard-earned money on our music as well.
Thank you for your interview today.
Thank you. I really appreciate you having me.
You've been listening to Andrew speaking about The Old North. I'm your host, Sheila Ferrando.
You look at me, you hate what you see.
Vous connaissez la chanson? Célébrez avec vos proches, mais continuez de suivre les mesures sanitaires en vigueur. Lavez-vous les mains régulièrement et maintenez une distance d'un mètre. Un message du gouvernement du Québec.
Jingle bells, jingle bells, jingle all the way. Oh, what fun it is! sister ride in a one-horse open sleigh. Hey, coffin to your elbow.
You know the tune. If you're celebrating with your loved ones this holiday season, make sure to keep following the sanitary measures. A message from the Gouvernement du Québec.
Whose data? Our data. When you're not paying for a product, you are the product. Especially in web and email services, where multinationals compete to manage your communication so they can make a profit off of the private communication you are producing. Coombit is a worker cooperative trying to help small organizations or individuals get their email, website creation, and website hosting services off corporate services such as Google. For more information, contact us at coombit.org or email at info@coombit.org. That's K-O-U-M-B-I-T. We are not on Facebook.
Early in the morning, before the sun rose, when the first bird sang, even while everyone was still asleep.
Morning. On that morning.
When the sun comes out.
This morning, baby.
Cock-a-doodle-doo. I hear the rooster crowing.
Now you must wake up.
Now every morning when I wake up,
I woke up this morning with
the kiss of the morning.
Got up 7:30 every morning. Had the same breakfast.
Réveillez-moi à 8 heures demain matin.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Early in the morning.
Riding a bike made of bacon and eggs.
In the morning.
In the morning.
In the morning.
Why should the sun replace the moonlight?
Has this ever happened to any of you, or will it happen to any of you, on the morning after the night before?
Broken somewhere along the way. I was just a plaything and I didn't get a say. Then we started talking about all they took away. They pushed us down, flipped us round, same shit, different day.
Thank you.
Java from an old can while the moon goes climbing high. I want to hear the song of the whippoorwill. I want to hear the coyotes cry. I want to feel a saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range, just to kick him in the side, make him show a step and pride back on those Texas plains. Each night in my dreams, somehow it seems that I'm back where I belong. Just a country hick, way back in the sticks, back where I was born. City lights and city ways are driving me insane. I wanna be alone, I wanna be back home, back on my Texas plains. I wanna drink my Java from the golden can while the moon goes climbing high. I wanna hear the song of the whippoorwill. I wanna hear the coyotes cry. I wanna feel the saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range, just to kick him in the side, make him show his step and pride back on those Texas plains. I hear the thunder as she booms and rolls. I wanna feel the rain in my face. 1,000 miles from your city lights, drawing a cowhand's wage. I wanna sleep at night beneath the stars above with the cold moon shining down. I wanna cook my coffee over cactus coals 50 miles from town. I wanna drink my Java from an old can while the moon goes climbing high. I wanna hear the song of the whippoorwill. I wanna hear the coyotes cry. I wanna feel the saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range, just to kick him in the side, make him show his step and pride back on those Texas plains. I want to feel the saddle horse between my legs, riding him out on the range, just to kick him in the side, make him show a step and pride back on the Texas plains.
Feeling darn weary from my head down to my shoes. Feeling tired and weary from my head down to my shoes. Got a low down feeling, truck driver's blues. Keep them wheels a rolling, I ain't got no time to lose. Keep them wheels a rolling, I ain't got no time to lose. Got a low down feeling, truck driver's blues.
All morning.
Ride, ride, ride on into town. There's a honky tonk gal awaiting. I got troubles to drown. Never did have nothing. I got nothing much to lose. Never did have nothing. I got nothing much to lose. Got a low down feeling, truck driver's blues. Thank you.
There's a honky-tonk gal a-waiting. I got troubles to drown. Never did have nothing. I got nothing much to lose. Never did have nothing. I got nothing much to lose. Got a low-down feeling. Truck driver's blues.
Miller Time is a true devout artist building on the foundations set before him and fearlessly molding it to the present day and time. Born and raised in Toronto, based out of Montreal, Miller Time's artistry is unique, and on a technical level, few can replicate what he does. By intertwining his skills as a rapper, bassist, and producer-composer, he has set the stage for himself as a socially conscious rapper and proficient musician who has earned critical praise amongst his peers and across the country. With us today, we have Miller Time. Hi, Miller Time, and welcome to the show.
Hey, Sheila, how you doing?
First, please introduce yourself and tell us how you came to be a musician, artist, producer.
All right, so I go by Miller Time, and I guess how I kind of, I've been doing music for a long time. So I first started off rapping and playing instruments, and then later kind of being more of an artist producer. So it's kind of like a journey and a culmination of a lot of lived life.
Who are your producers and how have you enjoyed working with them?
So for this record, I worked with a producer out of Montreal who plays with the group Busty and the Bass. His name is Chris Vincent, and he was the co-producer and mixer of the album.
Who are your biggest musical influences and who would you like to feature in your future work?
I have a lot of influences that were very prominent during my formative years in high school, like anything out of the Soul Aquarium to camp. So Erykah Badu, The Roots, Tribe Called Quest, D'Angelo, J Dilla, those are kind of like my foundations. But nowadays, because I'm producing a lot and playing with other musicians and writing my own stuff, I'm really into a lot of producer music. So a lot of the sounds from the West Coast, like Canadian producers like Pomo, who produces for Anderson .Paak and Mac Miller, and Potato Head People, Thundercat, you know, that kind of whole West Coast mixture of like hip hop and house and jazz is kind of like where my ears are gravitating towards these days.
You have a single called Heaven Looks Like. Mm-hmm. What's the story you're telling in this song?
So basically, to summarize it, we all have a lot of things that we all share across borders, across oceans. Us as humans, we have a lot of things that connect us. So one of those things is food. And when I was living in Mexico for a time, it kind of reminded me of me growing up and the importance of food in my household. So it was kind of ties. And that's it.
Maybe listen to some of your music?
Absolutely.
This is Heaven Looks Like on the Wednesday Morning After.
You know, daddy cooking fried fish, yellow rice, coleslaw on the side. Whip up something for your appetite, it must be nice. You can experience it without going to the afterlife. If heaven is on earth, then this is what it's looking like. Table is set, taste buds about to be wet. The aroma is strong enough, even make you forget about your troubles and debt. Or the stress that is kept up in your back and your face. Good food has always been my saving grace. Day one, and as far back as I can remember, every day we would gather around the table for dinner. After I washed the dishes, mama swept the floor, the fingers scrubbing pots and pans. We come from humble beginnings, yeah. Growing up, we never had a lot. But at 5 o'clock, coming in from the cold, and the food was always hot. Now that's real love, and heaven is not in the sky. It's in your oven. Pull up an extra chair, cause this is coming.
This is what I hope.
This is what I hope heaven would look like for you. I see heaven when I see you too. Don't worry. Once upon a time on my bed I laid up at night so many times I prayed. Now look at what God made. A piece of paradise, something worth the sacrifice. Someone other than Jesus that's gonna have your back in life. It's not between your thighs, it resides in your eyes. Too many are short-sighted, they miss out on a prize. Too concerned with the size, all the ribbons and ties. Won't they ever realize the real presence inside? I see the gift has been opened and the wish has been granted. The kingdom is no longer up above and now it is landed. Looking at you enchanted as if a feeling's implanted. And every one of my insecurities and questions is answered. Feeling in a state of bliss. How can anything be compared to your likeness? Your name demands respect, like your highness. But you remain above it all. I'm talking about your flyness.
This is what I hope.
No. Often we talk about heaven being in the sky. But what about heaven on earth? What about seeing heaven in the eyes of somebody you love? About being with loved ones. To me, that could be heaven too. Okay.
It could be a place in your mind.
It could be a place.
Like the home or the hood you grew up in. Ooh, you gotta make yeah. space in the time. I can't imagine how it could be.
You have another single called Three Dimensions. What is the process you went through making this song?
Three Dimensions was an interesting process because most of the songs that you hear on the album, before I met with Christopher Vincent, they were pretty much already written, like in terms of the harmony, melody, the raps, the production. I pretty much did everything like before I gave it to Chris, but this was the only song that I was kind of stumped by. And I had tried to make, basically when I came to him, all the raps were done and the melody was done. But anytime I tried to make a beat surrounding it, it just wasn't working. So when we met up in the studio, we kind of collaborated and, you know, he came up with some really good ideas in terms of production. And then, you know, the rest is history. We kind of just created some magic in the studio and that was the result.
May we hear some more of your music?
Let's go.
This is Three Dimensions on CKUT.
Listening to WMILLA on time radio, where everything is always on time, as we are, baby. And this summer, shiny and new, you got a brand new album coming from our boy Miller Time. Get yourself hot and ready to jump into your favorite pool. Yeah. You ain't ready.
I put my best foot forward when I hit the pavement. Sidewalk, jive tie, hit the conversation. Traffic lights in my rear view, head out gazing. Summer breeze in the trees feeling so amazing. The neighborhood's got a certain flavor. Baby, open your senses up so you can savor. A taste that's exquisite, make half the world wanna visit. I left to see me gente when they get it. The people live to a different type of beat. I'm talking little kids are running down the street, so take a seat. As we roll through the city, east, west, north, south, everybody getting busy. Traffic lights and skyscrapers can make you feel dizzy. Don't lose your balance, there's 8 million stories already. And in the jungles where it all goes down, from sun up to sun down, you can't be rolling in this part of town. Others have a lot. Downtown is where they mix like it's in the pot. At times it gets hot, especially with cops. A trigger happy and they creeping up on certain blocks. The inner city where I sharpen my skill. At every house party, bruh, you had to be real. That wasn't a bad deal. We were catching a feeling, teaching every young boy in the place how to deal with the
pressures of becoming a man. And trusting it was all part of the plan. Nighttime was when the things would come out. You know shorties in the park and the beats come out. Coming back home, sunrise in the distance. Residence ground so they can shine for an instant. Mothers rush so they can give time for the infants. Without a doubt the city is alive in three dimensions.
If our listeners want more information or to buy your music, where should they go?
So the best place to find me is on Instagram, Milla_time_official. And if they would like to buy any music, you know, you can go to the Bandcamp and type in Milla Time. And for, in terms of any other social, Spotify, YouTube, whatever, just type in Milla Time, MILLATHYME, like the herb.
Well, thank you for your interview today.
Thank you.
You've been listening to Milla Time speaking about his music. I am your host, Sheila Ferrando.
You're no good for me, and I know you're no good to me. All you ever really do is bring me down just like a boomerang. You keep coming back again. All you ever do is throw my heart around.
From New York, this is Democracy Now!
In the coming years, the future of our country is at stake, so I guarantee that I will be a president who cares for democracy and does not risk it, listens more than what he speaks, seeks unity, and attends to the needs of the people daily.
Chile has become the latest Latin American nation to elect a leftist president as the former student leader Gabriel Boric defeats his far-right opponent after vowing to bury neoliberalism. We'll go to Santiago for the latest. Plus, we look at how the U.S. Navy has contaminated the water supply for tens of thousands of people of Hawaii.
How many more leaks and reports of burning skin will it take?